Electrical circuits often use the terms switchgear and switchboard. Electrical contractors need to understand both terms in order to communicate well with their peers. There are many switchgear companies. Therefore, it is very important to understand these two terms correctly to choose the best switchgear supplier. Wattup is a professional MCC panel manufacturer. The following information they provide can help you differentiate between switchgear and switchboards. Tip 1. Definition: a switchgear is a component or combination of electrical devices used to isolate or protect electrical circuits. Switchgear uses include automatically turning off and turning on the power in electrical systems, allowing electricians to break circuits for repairs, and monitoring electrical systems. Switchboards are electrical control assemblies with switches, circuit breakers, low-voltage capacitor, and fuses used to distribute electricity in a building. Switchboard assemblies may also include gauges, relays, and other electrical control and protection devices. Tip 2. Design. The main difference between a switchgear and a switchboard is the design of the parts. Switchgear assemblies consist of serviceable, withdrawable full or partial circuit breakers that have solid insulation to protect them from other parts. Since there are many circuits in the switchgear, a good design can prevent the circuits from affecting each other and avoid malfunctions. For example, the PLC panel manufacturer will also refer to the design of the switchgear to promote the coordination between various electrical components. Switchboard breakers, on the other hand, are usually bolted to the bus and are separated from other components only by air. This design makes the switchboard smaller, but also means that the circuit breakers cannot be repaired, only replaced. It is also worth noting that switchgear often uses a rear compartment for cable termination. With front terminals, switchboards are wall-mountable and smaller than switchgear. Tip 3. Voltage-voltage rating is another major difference between switchgear and switchboards. Switchgear is rated for a wider range of voltages, ranging from a few volts to thousands of volts. For example, the voltage range of low-voltage switchgear can reach 1 kV, while the voltage range of medium and high-voltage switchgear can reach 366 kV and higher. Electrical switchboards, on the other hand, are designed for lower voltages, usually below 600 V. For example, a typical residential switchboard is rated for 120 to 140 V. On the other hand, commercial and industrial facilities may have switchboards rated up to 600 volts. Tip 4. Standards and tests. Both devices are 2,200 volt dielectric circuits and are tested slightly differently. The high voltage switchgear is a long circuit structure with a power factor of 15% capacity and 30 cycles. On the other hand, the switchboard is a short circuit structure with a power factor of 20% and 3 cycles. It is used in insulated case circuit breakers and molded case circuit breakers according to NEMA PB2 and UL891 standards. Tip 5. Size. The switchboard takes up less space and works primarily in front access. They are ideal for small electrical systems. However, switchgear is different because they gain front and rear access in the event of a cable break. They take up more space and are ideal for developing larger circuits. It is like an electrical cabinet, which can include VFD control panel, PLC panel, etc. Tip 6. Arc safety. Arc containing switchgear uses more elaborate insulation methods such as air, gas, oil, solid dielectric, or even vacuum. In switchboards, some of these arc flash extinguishing techniques may not exist because they are not industry standard requirements. Tip 7. Cost. Switchgear assemblies are complex and robust structures that cost more than switchboards. Tip 8. Circuit breaker. The types of circuit breakers used in switchboards and switchgear differ in their F structure. Vacuum circuit breakers are mainly used in medium voltage switchgear applications. Tip 9. Protective device. As far as protective devices and structures are available in circuits, switchboards may have individual compartments or protective devices installed in groups. In a switchboard in a separate compartment, circuit breakers are barrier isolated and distributed behind their doors from other enclosed equipment. The switchboard is part of the only low-voltage power supply circuit listed in UL1066 in accordance with the IEC 61443 series of EEC standards. Switchgear may be equipped with molded case circuit breakers MCCBS and insulated case circuit breakers ICCBS. According to EEC standards, low-voltage switchgear is manufactured in accordance with the IEC 61439 series. Switchgear with low-voltage capacity can be designed and studied according to American standards. Tip 10. Applications LV or low-voltage switchgear is commonly used to control, protect, and isolate electrical equipment or circuits in residential and industrial environments such as factories, power plants, and mines. Like medium-voltage capacitors in the industrial electric, switchboard assemblies are commonly used to distribute electrical power in a building or structure. As such, you'll typically find them in residential and commercial settings such as homes, offices, and shops. If you are interested, you can find more electric products in Retube, such as low-voltage motor control centers, soft starter panel, and more.